All right, there you go, and welcome. This is Nigel Booth, the Reality Coach, and welcome to the Reality Check. We have got a show for you today that is amazing. We've got somebody here that's actually got a millionaire mindset, and he's going to share with us all of his ups and his downs, his success rates. He's going to give you some advice on how to actually get up out of wherever you are and sort of find that authenticness and really the steps that you want to take forward. But before we come over to him, as usual, we're going to go over to the captain in the chair. How's it going, Glenn?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
You had a good week this week?
Yeah, it's been great. It's flown by. I've had Business Buzz again this week, so that was really good.
Right, Business Buzz.
So that's my business networking event that I host over in Kingsthorpe. And yeah, it was great. We had loads of, quite a few new faces as well, and some people that have never even tried networking before. So no, it was really good.
Excellent, because it's just increasing month after month after month, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, who knew? If you tell people about stuff, they come.
So absolutely, absolutely. So there you go. If you're a small to medium enterprise, even if you're a large organisation and you want to get into some networking, stay tuned, and Glenn will let you know a bit later on when the next one is.
Sure.
So I'm going to come straight over to Dave Stoltz. Have I got that right, Stoltz?
Yep, yeah, that's
excellent.
Right, yep.
Well, first and foremost, welcome to the show, Dave.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. How's your week going?
Always good.
Always good. You've got an amazing mindset. You know, it's one of the things that sort of struck me when we very first started talking. This is a can-do attitude. So just for all listeners, just explain a little bit about what you do.
I've got a handful of businesses locally. I started life with my own business, not literally knocking doors. Been through an insolvency and now I buy and sell businesses day to day.
Wow. So you go out there and you will find a business that's up for sale, and you go in there and you buy it and you revamp it, you turn it around, and then you pass it on to a new owner.
Something like that. The ones that most of the time they're not really up for sale. You find that there's a problem that needs to be solved. Sometimes they want to fill a leaky bucket with more water, which isn't usually the way to fix it. By the time you sort of talk to people about what's actually going on and what they do or don't want to do and where they're at with their own lives, which is incredibly interesting, you can quite often get a deal done and you end up acquiring the business. And you're right. Sometimes it's a turnaround. It could be in all sorts of trouble. And if you can catch it in time, most of the time you can fix it. Another time it will be a conventional sale that you sort of read about in the press.
Wow. So I'm going to ask you the question about in regards to, do you feel that you're successful?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
I'm very happy with my lot. It's
that's a great mindset. I've got to straight away, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that and say, because most of us find it difficult, don't we, to actually sort of talk about ourselves. One of the big things about the show is that, you know, we want to pay it forward because people have stopped talking about themselves ambitiously and positively. And when you generally ask that kind of question, are you good, people say, well, I'm all right, you know. But no, here we are with a millionaire mindset, and he says, are you good? So yeah, I'm very good, and I'm successful, and I'm happy with it.
This is it. I mean, I choose which expensive cup of coffee I buy. I've got clothes on my back and food in my mouth. I don't want for a great deal. It has to be said.
Mm. That's amazing, isn't it? Because when you actually come back down to basics, we really don't need that much, do we?
Not at all.
You know, when you're talking, what you've just said there is food in our bellies, somewhere to lay our head and a roof over our heads. Mm-hmm. What more do we need? There isn't a great deal, is there?
Not at all, no.
No, and I like the happiness comment as well, because that's the thing that we often miss out in this materialistic world sometimes, is that, you know, that it's happiness is the important thing to be driving for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And this is it. You don't need a the latest Lamborghini. You can go go-karting across the county and have an amazing time.
We did exactly that, didn't we?
We did. That's exactly what we did.
Where did you get this? Have you always had this sort of can-do, get-up, energised approach to life?
Absolutely not.
Right.
I flunked out of my A-levels because I wasn't really interested. Needed a reason to get out of the town I grew up in. Went through clearing to start a degree that was going to be of no use to me whatsoever. And was, at the end of the first year, invited to leave.
it's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. The lecturer sort of sat there and said, we'd quite like it if you didn't come back next year.
Right.
Okay. I just went, right, I'm not going home. I want to be on my own 2 feet. I've got to put food in my mouth and a roof over my head. 19 years old.
This was at 19?
Yes.
And hometown was?
Telford in Shropshire.
Oh, okay. So from there at 19, you were asked not to go back, very politely, I assume.
Yes.
And you were asked not to go back to uni, and you accepted that. What was your mind at that point thinking?
Well, part of the problem was that I was working part-time to put food on the table. So I wasn't really focused on it. I had money and they went, why don't you come and work for us? So I did. So I went from Manchester to London and took a job for £11,000 a year, which in my head was all the money in the world at the time.
Wow.
I lived in a bedsit about half the size of this studio for a while. And wow. Sleeping bag, duvet, another duvet, coats, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. Shared toilet facilities and bathing facilities where you had to put coins in the slot to get some cold water, which wow. was lovely. But, you know, that's that can be a motivating factor. So I just kept working for a while. And it was okay. It was a job. Didn't really know what I wanted to do as a young man. But ended up going through two or three redundancies in a fairly short space of time by the time I was 22.
So a lot happened early doors then.
Early doors. For sure.
So was there a trigger point? Was there something happened where all of a sudden, because I think most of us do get to that point, and I'm making the assumption that, you know, you've been asked not to go to university again, you've taken two jobs and been made redundant again through no fault of your own. It's a bit rough even before you're 22.
There was an event that required me to move to where I am now, and I'd just been made redundant. I came here and there was seemingly no work, so I sort of said to myself, right, I'm going to work for myself, and if I don't get paid, it's my fault. And sure enough, when I didn't get paid, it was my fault. And I still have that mindset today. Thankfully, it's been a number of years since I haven't been paid, because I've sort of shaved the edges off the poor decisions.
That's really, really amazing. So you came from London up to Northampton, and this is where you relocated to. And you got here with no job because you hadn't, you'd just been made redundant. So what did you do when you first came here? And more importantly, what was your mind saying?
It was literally that. I don't want to go and do this job for next to no money.
Yeah.
It will be a drain. I'm going to do something else. So the skills that I had by that point were knowledge in the telecoms industry and the recently deregulated energy industry. So it's quite easy to find commission-based roles. And I say roles in the loosest possible sense. You sign up as an agent, you sell something, they pay you, or you don't.
And they don't get paid.
And I worked hard on that, but I was in a true salesman's mindset, which is lazy for an awful lot of them. It was like, right, how do I sell more things to one person rather than finding lots of people to sell one thing to?
Now, something that, and again, we make lots of assumptions here, and the reason we make assumptions is because it gives people the opportunity to correct us if we're wrong. Having a millionaire mindset, that doesn't necessarily mean that you make all the right decisions all the time.
Make mistakes all the time. That's a key thing. The mindset is about making sure you learn from them. So, you know, you make a decision, you find that it's wrong. It's usually a two-way door, and you can go back through it and make a different choice.
Wow. Because that's one of the big things, that when we get into a chaotic mindset that we don't want to do, we don't want to make mistakes, we don't want to appear that we don't know what we're doing, we don't want to appear foolish. And that's where we then start again to retreat back to us. We don't talk about it because we think it'll either just go away. So talk about some of your, you know, without going into too much detail, what did it do to your mindset when decisions that were made that initially seemed to be informed and the best decisions that you could make, but then short time after or some time later you find out that was the worst thing that I could have ever done. What did that do to the millionaire mindset?
When you have those sorts of issues, and they still come up, they can make you feel sick to the pit of your stomach. And over time, you learn that actually the fall isn't that far, and you're really more worried about what somebody else thinks. Mm. And because I've got the view that what somebody else thinks of me is none of my business, it means that, at least theoretically, I don't have to care. So, you know, you do these things with the best of intentions, and it's so easy to tackle it head on and say, I made this mistake. This is what I've done about it, or this is what I've learned from it.
Yeah, that's so powerful, isn't it? Because I think one of the things that I've read in a number of books is about that we should, the most successful people amongst us compete only with themselves. They don't compare themselves to others, because actually if you compare yourself to somebody else, you can compete with them, you can get to their level and you can go past them. But actually if you're competing with yourself to always better yourself, you'll only ever, there is no limit to that, is there? You just keep going.
Absolutely.
But every time you make a mistake, you learn from it. That's the only way we grow. By taking that risk.
You're right to say that. I measure myself only against where I was this time last year.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal mindset. It really, really is. So I want to just come back to business, if that's okay, yeah. Because of course, what the reality check on the radio show is for is it's not just on a personal level, it's on a professional level. So if we've got people out there that are in similar situations that you have been in your past, you know, like I say, you came to Northampton, you hadn't got nothing, you got no job, and look at you now. You know, you've got a number of different businesses, you've become very successful, and I've got this amazing, and I'm going to keep on saying it because I love the terminology, this millionaire mindset. Nothing is impossible in your eyes.
That's right, yeah. It's, you know, you look at social media, and if you look at that in the wrong mindset, it will push you down.
Mm.
But if you look at it as a means of inspiration, you can pick that up. I go, yeah, do you know what? I do want to do that. I want to do the other. That looks good. It gives you a motivation, a reason, rather than going, I should have that because someone else has got it. That's not how it works.
Because it's a strange one, isn't it? When we are in this frame of mind, very positive, and you can look at things, it's quite clear and logical how to be. But the moment that we actually get into this, again, whether it's from a mental health point of view, whether it's from a stress, from just living life, it becomes really, really difficult. And where you are right now is very comfortable, very successful, and very, very happy.
Absolutely, yep.
So what I'm going to ask you is, we've got lots of listeners out there that are going to be in that mindset of, it's all right for him, you know, he's done it, he's got it, and he's there, but hey, look at me, what have I got? I've got nothing. I've got no skill sets, I've got no energy, I haven't got anything I can call on.
And no time, probably, as well.
That's right. So what would you be saying to people that are in possibly similar situations that you've been in the past? Because it's not that you've not been born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
No, far from it.
You've had to work hard for this.
Mm.
So what would you be saying to people that are out there that are thinking, I like the idea of what he's done, I want to try and do something similar? What would you be saying to them first and foremost?
To quote, I think, someone like Michael Jordan, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Mm.
And the reality is, if you spend a month, 6 months, 3 years trying to do something that you want to do, be that business or anything else, at least you'll know if it doesn't work. There may be circumstances beyond your control, but the reality is you can control most of it. And to use another cliche, consistency outperforms intensity. That's the way I would look at it. I spent years in my first business when I started from scratch, just me. I had no money, no funding. It was, you know, at the time, bearing in mind my first business and one of my current businesses is an IT business, I could barely use a Word document. And
wow. Okay. So just, sorry to stop you and flow there. So I'm just, because I think this is really important for people to hear. And it certainly pricked my ears up at that point because I don't use IT, you know. I've just about be able to turn the TV on at home. And serious, I'm not kidding. So you're this very similar, but now you've had two businesses that, you know, that you own and work with that are all to do with IT.
Yes.
How did you do that then?
The one thing I could do when I came to Northampton was I could sell. I had a little bit of an affinity for building rapport, short-term late relationships, if you will. let's not get too much into that. But, you know, if you can talk to people and help them and you can leverage those sort of agency scenarios we talked about previously, because they've got people with the relevant skills inside, you over time acquire more and more and more of those skills, which helps you open more doors and talk to more people in terms that they understand.
Wow. So in regards to, because that's other people, so just trying to focus in now on our listeners, what would you suggest some of the things that they can do that is going to be moving them forward to, whether that is financial freedom, happiness, and being content, and really going out there and finding that authentic self and that natural level of success? What would you say there are a couple of things that they could do?
You've kind of hit the nail on the head. You said it. You said, what can they do? Can do. Those two words, can do. Hmm. If you don't try, you won't. But the more you try, the more you will do. And again, that sort of mindset is, okay, everybody talks about disappearing off to a beach for the rest of their life, which sounds lovely. It's not for me. I couldn't disappear off to the sun and stay there indefinitely. I'm very happy to go there for a number of weeks a year, in small doses, but I just need to do stuff and see my friends and my family and be near to them. And it's a pretty grim day outside today. But I know that tomorrow's another day and the sun will shine. Mm-hmm. And for me, the things that I like are usually things with engines, be it a motorbike or a rickety old car, whatever you want to, however you want to look at it. Those are the things that you build over time through that consistency.
I'm really loving your energy. I'm trying to find some questions to put you in it, but there's nothing I'm saying to you. Everything is coming back really, really positive. It's not always been like this, and there was a couple of things that you wanted to share, particularly those things that had a huge impact. There's one particular point that you were saying about where he just didn't want to do anything. This was just a job. The millionaire mindset had just left. What was that about?
Yeah, it's you. We're all human. You get tired, bored, lots of other factors. You don't feel like you're achieving what you want, what you set out to achieve. And you know, at one point, I genuinely thought about ending it.
Wow. Okay.
You know, thankfully, I elected to go to counselling instead. But in that sort of same period, that first business I had went into insolvency, and that brings me back to what I said about worrying about what other people think. The reality is I learned so much from that insolvency. That is what helped me buy my first business, or helped me acquire a business and turn it around and fix it, because I knew what was wrong because I'd been through it. And it was incredible. It really was.
I want to say thanks. Sorry, we're going to jump in.
Just going to say, I bet that's actually, I can totally understand that, because I bet that's really powerful when you're walking in to businesses and having those conversations with people. There's always that thing of, well, what do you know? You know, and it's like, if you've been through it yourself, absolutely, then that just gives you that automatic credibility, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But yeah, just one more question for you. First and foremost, will you come back? We seem to have so much more that we want to talk to, and so much more that you've got to say. But so you'll come back on the show at some point?
Yeah, I'd be very, very happy to.
Absolutely brilliant. So in regards to having that sort of negative time within your life, it is to say, because I think most people look at people like yourself, you know, and we look at them all on the Dragon's Den and all of those kind of things. They think they've got it sus, they've got it made, it would never happen to me. So thank you for sharing what you've just shared, because I think it actually just takes away that sort of idea. It'll never happen to me. He must be had a silver spoon in his mouth, or he's lucky, or something's happened. But it's not always as straightforward as that, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm very happy to share what I can, where I can. You know, you talk to someone and you hope to learn something from what they say. And I've got several sources of inspiration, whether they're social media, books, friends, family, people I get introduced to. You know, you have to take the positive.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what we are definitely going to do. You know, if you guys listening want to hear more from Dave, we're going to do a podcast with him. And that's where we're really going to go into depth of all of the secrets of how to become successful, and all of the secrets how to drag yourself out of that. Because I'm making the assumption again that there's a little story about how you got out of the insolvency and how you sort of got the benefit from that and carried on to this. Last question I've got for you. What's your ambition from here then?
go and buy another expensive cup of coffee.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is not a bad way of looking at life, is it? Absolutely. All I've got to do is go and get a nice expensive cup of coffee. So after this, where are we going? That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Dave, I want to say thank you so much for coming in
thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
You know,
really
it really is an amazing time to be able to spend some time with somebody that has got the ins and outs of what life is and how we can get the best and how we can deal with the worst. So thank you so, so much for that. Next week, you know, we're not going to got a guest on next week, I believe. And so what we're going to do, we're going to do a whole runaround about what we're doing in the next chapter and the next level of the Reality Check, I believe.
Sounds good.
Is that all right for you?
Yeah, yeah, that works.
Great. Okay, well, listen, chaps, thank you so, so much for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, it's really, really easy. Send us an email at nigel@therealitycoach.co.uk. And if you've got a business that you want to sell or you want some inspiration from, Dave Stoltz is the man to be with. So we'll see you next week from you.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Catch you all next week.
Thanks
for coming on, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.